In today's episode, I want to share some thoughts about the end of the church year and the Thanksgiving holiday with a little help from an old friend. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are taping this a week exactly before Thanksgiving, which happens next Thursday. And so briefly, I have a couple thoughts today. A couple of them logistical. As I mentioned in last week's episode, I think this coming weekend before Thanksgiving is the final weekend of the church calendar year. So it's a festival called Christ the King. So I invite you to join us for worship for that minor festival in the church year, which concludes the church year. And then again, we begin a new church year the following weekend with the first Sunday of Advent. So Christ the King is on, we at St. Philip, we have services on Saturday night as well. So it's Saturday the 22nd, Sunday the 23rd. And then anticipating next week's Thanksgiving holiday, we always have a Thanksgiving service on the Wednesday immediately before Thanksgiving. So if I have my dates right, I believe that's Wednesday, November 26th. So I would invite you to come and join us for that service as well at 7 o'clock p.m. and followed by some really delicious pumpkin pie. We hope to see you both at Christ the King and at Thanksgiving. And given that this is almost certainly, Tim and I were chatting about this before, I think we are probably not going to be able to tape an episode next week. So this will be the final episode before Thanksgiving. And given that, I just want to read a couple of reflections, both of them quite short, from our old friend G.K. Chesterton. I've said this, I think, many times, but of all of the authors that I love, I'm not sure any are as closely associated with gratitude or thanksgiving as G.K. Chesterton. So one quote, and again, I'll read these sort of as a pre-Thanksgiving devotion for all of us. One of these comes from his maybe most famous book called Orthodoxy. And so this is, he's talking here about in his own, both of these are somewhat autobiographical, but he's talking here about a time in his life when he didn't believe in God and realizes that that has, among the weaknesses that presents, is it means he's not quite sure who to say thank you for things. And so he's talking, this is in a chapter called The Elf Ethics of Elfland. And he's talking about discovering that life, he says, was as precious as it was puzzling. It was an ecstasy because it was an adventure. It was an adventure because it was an opportunity. The goodness of the fairy tale, elves, all of these are images, again, associated with Chesterton. And he's talking about us being in a fairy tale. The goodness of the fairy tale was not affected by the fact that there might be more dragons than princesses. It was good to be in a fairy tale. The test, and here we get to gratitude, the test of all happiness is gratitude, and I felt grateful, though I hardly knew to whom. Now, I love this series of sentences. Children are grateful when Santa Claus puts in their stockings gifts of toys or sweets. Could I not be grateful to Santa Claus when he put in my stocking the gift of two miraculous legs? We thank people for birthday presents of cigars and slippers. Can I thank no one for the birthday present of birth? Love that. Just, I mean, again, Chesterton is filled with this idea of gratitude, which is an exclamation point on that. And I know I've read this before. Is it? This is another of his famous volumes. This is his autobiography. and this is towards, it's almost the very end of the book. So it's summing up a whole lot of things. And he says, he's talking about a number of things, and he says, and these things all specially affected one idea, which I hope it is not pompous to call the chief idea of my life. That is the idea of taking things with gratitude and not taking things for granted. And so as we approach Thanksgiving, it seems to me Chesterton has some good advice for all of us, not to take all of the amazing gifts that God has given us, not least of which is the gift of this life, for granted, but pausing every day to say to God, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you've given me. And so as always, I give thanks for you. I'm grateful for the opportunity to connect with you in this way. I say this very infrequently, but I am going to say, as we approach a new church year, you know, if you find these episodes helpful, would you share an episode with someone who, maybe this week particularly, if you could share an episode with someone you're grateful for in your life as a way to say to them, thank you for being in my life. Liking episodes is always super helpful to share these episodes with others who might also be interested. It gets into the algorithm of YouTube, as is subscribing. If you've not yet subscribed, I'd love for you to add your name, your subscription. It doesn't cost anything. It's completely free. But again, that helps to inform others about these episodes and spread the word of them so that all of us maybe can be a bit more grateful with each and every day. So again, thank you for this past year. Thank you for all you mean to me. If you have questions, please put them down below and we'll talk about them in a future episode. And I do hope I will see you either at Christ the King or on Thanksgiving worship next week. Until I see you next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.